Okay. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Chayisara, we have the transition of the end of Avraham Avinu's life and Sarah Yimenu, and moving on to Yitzchak and Rivka. And we have Yitzchak's first contribution, an eternal contribution to Am Yisrael, and that is when Yitzchak was misakin Tilas Mincha. The Gemara Darshins and Mesechus Brachos, Vayeta Yitzchak Asuach Maseda, Lipnos Erev, that when Yitzchak was Yoti Lasuach Masada, that is, he was Masakin at that moment, Tilas Mincha. And Mincha is a very, very special place within the framework and the writings of Chazal. And the Gemara tells us that Mincha is very important, and we know that because Eliyahu Bahar Karma was only Mincha, answered by Mincha. What about Mincha is so important, and why is there a special schus of being answered by Mincha? What is that associated with it? Approach number one, the tour, and when discussing this, says very simply and practically speaking, when it comes to Shacharis and Maariv, those are easier tefillos to be mekayim, very simply in terms of the time. Shacharis is when a person gets up in the morning, so they just know, before they go on with their day, they make sure that they daven Shacharis. Maariv, before they lay down at night to go to sleep, they'll daven Maariv. No big deal. Mincha is quite challenging. Mincha is snack in the middle of the day. There's a moving target in terms of when Shkia is, and because of the difficulty of stopping your work in order to set time away so you can daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connect with Him, there's a special schus due to that, and that's what allows Mincha to have the special schus that, I guess, from Sara Agra, you have the ability to be answered more by Mincha than you do by other tefillos. That's the answer of the tour. The Kli Yakar on the Parsha says something that's slightly different in terms of how close Shacharis and Maariv are to Midas Hadin, which exists at night, and Mincha's far away. But what I really want to focus on, which I think is very, very interesting, is that we see something very, the point that he makes about Yitzchak over here. He says, what was Yitzchak davening for? Minastam, when he went out to go Lasuach Masada. So says the Kli Yakar, he's probably davening for a Shidduch. And how do we know that Yitzchak, that Mincha is so mesugal for Tvila? Because as soon as Yitzchak is done davening, what happens? Rivka's there! Rivka shows up! His tefillos were answered! And therefore we see that Yitzchak, as Kli Yakar points out, sorry, the Mincha, is a very special tefillah that one could be answered like Eliyahu Bahar Karmel. I just have one simple question on this. Do we not realize the beginning of the Parsha, where like the Torah goes through in painstaking details how Rivka came to Yitzchak? It wasn't out of thin air. We had Eved Avram going with all the gifts, and we had the tefillah that he said, and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we had the miracles, and we had the meal, and then we had the repetition of exactly what happened. So it wasn't, it didn't happen in a vacuum, right? It didn't happen out of nowhere. It happened because of the Ishtablos of Eved Avram. So what exactly is going on when it comes to this idea of, oh, Yitzchak davened and he was answered? I think there's a very, very deep yisod over here, and that is that despite the fact that Yitzchak was in this very privileged position, being the son of Avraham Avinu, and having this Eved go out there, who is Naaman, like Eved Avram, who is able to go ahead and conjure up the miracles by asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to testing, so to speak, and bringing back Rivka, that did not detract from Yitzchak's responsibility to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That just because one does his shtablos does not take away from the fact that ultimately the success of that which we want to accomplish is in the hands of the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore they had the shtablos of Eved Avram going to find Rivka, but in addition it didn't detract from the fact that Yitzchak realized that the success of the mission was totally on the request and the bakasha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I think when it comes to our own lives, even when we put in that Ashavas, and we feel good about our chances, we feel like we invested enough time and we should be zocha al derech ha-teva for that which we want to accomplish. Nevertheless, tefillah is just what's important, and tefillah is ultimately what is there and pointed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what allows us to be successful in those moments in our life. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.
Did somebody say that or something like that?